Hello.
Hello, good evening. Benjamin, how are you today?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you for asking. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
vote? Very high.
Okay,
definitely vote.
Thank you for your opinion, and your time is very important. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
White.
White. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's your age, please?
39.
Thank you very much for your opinion and for your data, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say moderate.
Moderate, right. Thank you so much. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It really depends on what aspects of the country we're talking about. So I'm
generally
middle
speaking
of the road right now. Not terribly thrilled.
Okay, would you say just dissatisfied, perhaps? Right? Know? Refuse? Okay, dissatisfied. Thank you very much. We're 18% complete. Thank you for your time. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you to have them focused on. Use of 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, yes.
Okay.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
9.
9. Making housing more affordable?
7.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
9.
Thank you very much. Your opinion is very important. Reducing crime and gun violence?
8.
8. Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
6.
In these cases, do you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Sorry, say that again?
In this field, do you approve or disapprove what Joe Biden is doing as his job as a president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress?
10.
10. Thank you. Joe Biden?
70.
70. Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
75.
Thank you very much. And we are 37 complete. Thank you for your time. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use, again, any number between 0 and 10. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Okay, thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use?
7.
Thank you very much. banning different tobacco products for adults?
Five,
okay. Somewhat important. Now, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
I'd say nine.
It would be a nine. Thank you for your opinion. Very important. We're 47% complete. Almost done. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you very much for that. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you very much. We're 50% complete. Thank you for your time. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Probably more benefit.
Would you say much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you for your opinion. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Other issues are more important. Thank you very much for your time as well. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First approach, prohibition. An approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or second approach, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
The second option.
The second option. Thank you very much. We're 54% with the survey. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned about the following? Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the illegal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Somewhat concerned, right? Thank you for your opinion. And now, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you so very much. We are now 68%, almost done. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with your statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement would be, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10. Strongly agree?
10.
10? Okay, thank you. The next statement says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers in education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, please.
7.
7. The third statement says vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, please.
6.
6, thank you. And now the next statement says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
10.
10. Thank you very much. Let's just go ahead and proceed. Thank you for your opinion. We're 69%. Sometimes I've heard the curse of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I guess I'm middle of the road on that.
Okay. Would you say you somewhat support, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly
oppose?
Somewhat support. I appreciate your opinion, sir. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Again, same option. Strongly support.
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Harm. Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. We're 73% complete. Thank you for your time. We're almost done. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I don't know if it would have an impact.
Okay, you would say you don't know. Okay, that's also an option. Okay, don't know. No worries. I'm going to ask you a list of products that in the past 30 days have you used, and you tell me if you have used them, any of the following products. Cigars, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Dip or Chew?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda, pop?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Thank you very much. We're 90% complete, almost done, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate,
master's,
okay, postgraduate, master's, okay, thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married.
Married, thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class. Thank you so much. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Okay. Applies here. Okay. Thank you very much. Applies in your household, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that, sir. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, appreciate it. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, Benjamin, I really appreciate your time. We are already done. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Have a good evening.